How do we know we have it? We see it in the Word of God. We take it by faith. We have it. Faith is our evidence.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
What do you do from the time you pray to the time you receive your answer? Join Gloria Copeland for an empowering message today that will teach you how to keep your faith strong, believing God until your prayers are answered. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Look at Hebrews. He talked about David, Samuel, and prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the enemies, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised again to life, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Who through faith did these things? Now, that's when Andrew Murray said, let us run the race, laying aside everything that can in any way hinder us, and judge everything by this one standard. Can it help me win the race? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 39 says, all of these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Then it goes right into 12 and it says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us, let us lay aside every weight, everything that holds us back from running this race. Let us lay it aside, and the sin which so easily besets us. Let us run with patience, endurance, not quitting, not giving up, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Consider him when you get in a hard place. Consider him, what he's done for you, what he went through for you, what he did so that you could be free. Hallelujah. So here's what we do. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Your faith, that could be your faith. Cast not away your faith. Don't in a test, in a trial, when things don't seem to be happening as fast as you want them to, don't quit. Stay on the Word. Keep confessing those scriptures that cover that thing. And don't quit. No, stay confident in the Word of God. And here's the thing that God's given us to help us. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience. So we know we're going to need patience. We wouldn't need patience if everything worked instantly. But this says, you have need of patience after you've done the will of God. So when we're not getting results as quick as we think we ought to, and we've done the will of God, it doesn't mean we've missed it. We've done the will of God. It means that things are working, but they're not quite through yet. It took us years to get in debt that much. Took us 11 months to get out. That's not bad. And we didn't know very much about anything. So this says, you have need of patience after you've done the will of God, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So we believe we're faith people, but we also have to be patience people, because sometimes it takes patience. But once you understand that, you can do it. It says, let me read it all again together now. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your boldness of faith, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now, in between now, we've released our faith, and between that time and the time he comes, now the just shall live by faith. What is faith? You can't see. Faith is when you believe God, but you can't see anything with these natural eyes except the Word of God that gives it to you. Faith is not being moved by what you see or hear or feel. Faith is being moved by what the Word says. Faith is believing the Word. Patience is what undergirds our faith to keep us intact so that we don't faint and give up in a hard place. Amen. Glory to God. Are Terry and Alan still here today? Alan Crider and Terry, they were here earlier in the meeting. They may have gone home. Alan had a terrible thing come into his life physically. And I mean that, Terry. She fought for him. He was dying. And she fought for him day and night. She stood on that word. She had her scriptures. She just wouldn't let Alan die. And you may have noticed them. They were sitting over here. Alan is up walking now. And he walks a little slow, but he's up walking. And I'm telling you the truth, that man wouldn't be alive if that woman hadn't stood for him day and night and just not let him die. See, that's patience, having her perfect work. Things don't always come out like we think they should. But we can always have victory if we'll walk with faith and let patience have her perfect work, that we be entire and wanting nothing. Patience is a mighty force. We are, verse 39 says, well, let me read it all together. Now the just shall live by faith. Faith is when you believe and you can't see natural things. You see the Word of God, but you can't see the answer. You don't know how it's coming. You're just trusting God. You're believing God. Now the just shall live by trusting God or faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now look at the next verse in chapter 11. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is the substance. Substance. That's tangibility. See it, feel it, drive it, wear it, eat it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How do we know we have it? We see it in the Word of God. We take it by faith. We have it. Faith is our evidence. If it takes patience, we have patience. Glory to God. And we yield our patience as a fruit of the Spirit. We yield the patience. But we have it. We have it. We have it. We believe we receive our healing. We feed on the Word. If I were in that situation and I believed I received my healing and it didn't come when I thought it should. And before that even, I would be taking the Word of God in my eyes and ears every day and getting it in my heart. So the Bible calls that the Word of God, God's medicine. It's healing to our flesh. It's medicine to our flesh. And we take in that Word. Now what we need to do is get smart enough to stay in the Word when we're well. Put the Word of God in our eyes, in our ears when we're feeling good. We don't just go to the Bible when we have a pain or when we can't pay the bills or we're in trouble. No, if we'll live in the Word day by day, feed our heart, put it in our eyes, in our ears, get it into our heart, say the Word out our mouth, we can keep control over our circumstances. Why? Because we're exercising faith. Faith has authority over everything. That's faith assuming that you're acting in the will of God has authority over everything in the natural realm. We know it's God's will for you to be healed because Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. There can never be any doubt. Is it God's will for me to be healed? Yes, healing's in the Bible in lots of different places. The Word brings healing to us. There's healing in the Word. So, and what about finances? Well, the Lord, did you know that in the Garden of Eden, there was not even a Walmart? And yet, Adam and Eve lacked for nothing. They got up, they didn't even need clothes until after sin came. I mean, they didn't have to work. They didn't have B.O., I'm sure. They were happy campers, weren't they? And until they disobeyed God and fell, and they became natural people, they didn't even have to have clothes. The glory of the Lord was on them like God clothed them like he clothed himself, I believe. But then they fell, and now they disobeyed God. What did they say? What did God say? The day you eat, you'll surely die. So the day they ate of the wrong tree, now they weren't hungry. They had plenty of food. They had other trees. I mean, it probably tasted like ice cream, all that stuff on those trees. But they couldn't let that one tree alone. He said, don't eat. The day you eat, you'll surely die. Well, they didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. And now they're afraid of God. They were created in the likeness of God. And they could fellowship with God in the cool of the day. And they could come into his presence and feel at ease. But when they fell, they died spiritually. And now they're not like God. And so they couldn't, what did they do? They hid from him. God's come and run. He'll know we've been doing something bad. But the good news is, when we got born again, we got rid of that sin. We got rid of Adam and Eve's sin when we got born again. From that, from the garden, after they sinned, sin passed to all men. But now Jesus came and paid the price for us and took sin in his own spirit, in his own body, and paid the price for that sin and disobedience. And when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we were, what? Born over again. See, that's not just something. That's not just something so you can put on Christmas cards or something. We were born over again. Because Jesus took our sin in his own body on the tree, the scripture says. And he was made a curse for us so that we could be blessed. Hallelujah. Jesus redeemed us from the curse. And the fact that the scripture says every sickness and every disease is under that curse. Well, if you want to know the truth, every bad thing is under the curse. When we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, it puts us back in the garden before sin came. And if we know enough about the Word of God to expect our needs to be met, our physical needs to be met, we can live in plenty and blessing in every way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Ken and I were poverty-stricken. We were in debt. We didn't have money to pay our bills. When we began to find out that our God meets our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And with 11 months, we were out of debt. And we were moving. We were gaining. Glory to God. The banks were out of our hair. And that was before people used credit cards a lot. You had a gas card and that was about it. Oh, that was salvation in a red package, not to have a MasterCard in those days, because we couldn't run it up, you know. We didn't have one. Hallelujah. So we did without what we didn't have, and we tried our best to do something, but we weren't moving in the Word. Once we got hold of the fact that it was God's will for us to prosper, It changed everything. It was like the same thing that happened when we got hold of the fact that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Well, what was that? That was part of the curse. Sickness and disease and death was part of the curse, and poverty in the scripture was a curse. It was a curse. And he bore the whole curse for us. And when we found that out, we started to prosper. And you'll prosper too if you'll take hold of it. And we got out of debt and we stayed out of debt. Glory to God. Did it slow us down? No, not really. You know, being a female, the thing I wanted, of course, was a home. Well, I believed God for a good while before I got that home, but there was a day that I walked in the door, lived in the house, just what I wanted. Everything in it was just what I wanted. No restrictions, hallelujah. Was it worth it? And it was paid for. Was it worth it? Yes, it was absolutely worth it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not having debt, it's a marvelous thing not to want to run away from the mailbox. I remember when we couldn't pay our bills. We couldn't pay a light bill or a little dab of a bill. It's not that way anymore. Why? Because we started acting and believing on the Word of God. We became tithers and sowers. If you're not tithing, you're missing it. Tithing gets God involved in your finances. And that's the part. You know, I'm sure that God could get along without any of us. But he's given us an opportunity to tithe, to sow to him, to believe God, to bring our tithe and worship him so that he can be in our lives in blessing financially. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God doesn't need my little dab of tithe. But thank God he'll receive it and I'll be blessed. Awesome. It's an awesome privilege. We should thank God every day that he would receive our tithe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't say, oh no, do I have to tithe? No, you don't have to. You don't even have to prosper. You can just keep beating your brains out doing what you're doing, trying to get ahead by yourself. But I'm telling you, it's a bummer. How many remember what it was like when you were doing it on your own without God's help? Do you want to go back there? Okay, me either. No, 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 no. So let patience have her perfect work. Faith takes, patience keeps. Patience is that force, that fruit of the Spirit that undergirds our faith, keeps us from giving up, gives us the ability to stand. Hallelujah. We believed God to get out of debt. We did it within 11 months. Well, we could have given up after 6 months because there were a lot of things we needed. And in those days, you went to the department store and you charged it. Not many credit cards floating around. We could have gone. We could have said, well, you know, Ken, you really need this new suit. Your other one's just shiny. It looks so bad. Let's just go down to so-and-so and buy you a suit and charge it. But we didn't do that. Because we were sold out to this idea of being out of debt after we saw it in the Word of God. Debt in the Word is a curse. Owing and being in debt in the blessing and the curse, it's a curse, and having plenty is the blessing. So let's take the blessing, hallelujah. Say, well, yeah, but it's too late for me. I'm in so much debt now. If you start believing God, God will help you. After all, it's his will for you to be debt-free. It's his will for him to be your source. And really, you know, that's what a lot of it is. We do things, we might go down and buy, somebody might go down and buy a new car. They've been believing for a car, but it hadn't come when they thought, so they go down and buy one on credit like they used to do. That's unbelief. That's backing up. That's not the way you get translated from one system to the other system. We drove an old car for a while. An old car. It was a good old car, though. It never did leave us by the side of the road. Hallelujah. Was it worth it? Yeah, it was worth it. So start practicing. If you want to get out of debt and you don't know how, just start knocking those bills out one at a time and believe in God. Go to the Word, stand on the Scripture to get out of debt, and have patience. That's what we're really talking about, but we seem to be settled in on debt. And pay off, a bill at a time, and just keep going. Don't buy anything. Yeah, but you know, I need some new clothes. Wear your old clothes, drive your old car, get out of debt, trust God, let Him give you a better job with more money. Hallelujah. Let Him send an old dog with a bag full of money in his mouth. That's what Brother Hagin used to say. He said, now if this old dog comes up to your house and he's got a bag full of money in his mouth, well, take the money before you send him out. Something like that. I don't know. That might not have been the right story. When I get back to the room, Ken will say, you didn't tell that story right. Well, it was something about an old dog dragging up money. I don't know. It's tough being married to a preacher. I'm telling you the truth. They think you ought to know everything. So faith is the substance. Now, what does that mean? Well, faith is the tangibility of the things we need. Faith is the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. For it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with hands, of things which do appear. And by faith Abel, by faith Enoch. Verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Then there is Noah by faith, Abraham by faith. If they got anything done for God, they did it by faith. If we get anything done for God, we'll do it by faith. Hallelujah.
We all have things that occupy our time and attention. There's the job, the family, stress, sports, bills, problems, homework, groceries, friends, holidays, parties, planning, giving, cares, worry, serving, running, cooking, cleaning, anxiety, fixing up the house, appointments. The list can seem endless. However, there is a way to have strong faith that produces the lasting results we desire. We need to make room in our hearts for the Word, and we can. Good Ground for the Word, keeping your heart uncluttered in an overcrowded world, by Gloria Copeland, will show how to clear out the distractions so you can hear God's Word and build your faith. Learn how to stop the cares, worries, and problems from creeping in and live a fulfilled life. Now's the time to declutter your heart. Plant your faith in Good Ground. Victory is what you can expect today. Order Gloria Copeland's CD series, Good Ground for the Word, for just $12 and discover the peace and comfort of a worry-free life. Receive an additional product discount and 48-hour processing when you order online at kcm.org. Recognize ways to unclutter your life and spend more quality time with your Heavenly Father. To order Good Ground for the Word by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For this and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
This week we've been learning about faith and how to stand in the hard places and in the easy places. You have to believe God, take the Word of God, receive it, pray it, say, I believe I receive it, and I have it, and then you don't let go of it. This is foundational teaching. It's for everyone. I like what Andrew Murray said, let us run the race, laying aside everything that can so easily hinder us, and that's the secret to victory. I encourage you to stay on the Word. Keep confessing the Scriptures. Don't give up. God will move in your life, so don't quit. Hallelujah. When we do it by faith, we can get it done for God. Today's message I shared, Jesus took our sin and paid the price for us to be free. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've not been born again. If you didn't come to Him in some way and say, Lord, you don't have to exactly say those words. I said, take my life and do something with it. But you have to give yourself over to Him as your Lord and Savior. So if you've not done that, that's the problem. Just say, Lord, I receive You now. I believe You are my Lord and Savior, and I take my salvation. If you prayed with us today, let us know. We have a free salvation package. We have a book entitled He Did It All For You and a brochure, How to Study the Bible. This package will help you, and you need to get in a good Bible-preaching church and grow and get the other materials and learn how to live by faith and learn how to live healed and prosperous. Ken and I desire that for you, and I know you desire it. We want you to grow in the things of the Lord. You get it, let it help you, but get in your Bible and study and read and begin to grow and get in a good church, a Bible-believing church. Join me again tomorrow, and we'll talk some more about these good things from the Lord. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website. As time gets closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Learn how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out our television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching series, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives with the power of God's Word. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We should say faith words. We should say, I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my house. I believe I receive the car I need.